The recent rise of Takfiri groups who consider other Muslim sects as infidels and worth killing has caused an outrage in the Muslim world. This has also forced Muslim clerics, both Sunni and Shia, to lead a strong campaign and speak out against this phenomenon. The Cleric Association of the Levant has held a conference entitled The Forgiveness of Islam versus the Sedition of Takfiri Ideology, bringing together a great number of Islamic scholars and thinkers, who have all stressed that Islam is the religion of dialogue.
We understand that what is happening today, especially in Syria, is a political problem, and such a crisis can only be solved through dialogue. Our religion calls for wisdom and an end to bloodshed when dealing with such a crisis.
The Mufti of Syria, Sheikh Ahmad Hassoun, stressed that the Takfiri project has distorted the image of Islam throughout history. He also pointed that what is being targeted today is real jihad or holy fighting against the true oppressors, mainly Israel, which continues with its aggressive policies against the unarmed Palestinians. Hezbollah Deputy Secretary General Sheikh Naim Qassem pointed to the fact that these Takfiri groups actually benefit Israel since they create sedition and internal fighting. We also consider that the differences between these groups and other groups are not religious, but are rather political.
We see Sunni and Shia united together behind the resistance, but we also see some Sunni and Shia standing with the U.S.-Israeli Takfiri project. This means the issue is political and not religious. As long as the most true believers like yourself stand against Takfiri project.
One cleric from Al-Azhar in Egypt told Press TV that Takfiri groups should be isolated and even punished for their crimes.
There should be drastic and even preventive measures against Takfiris. All those who believe in such an ideology should be punished because it is a crime in Islam. This should be done while also working towards unity and preventing strife by stopping the source of Takfiri thought, which was established in the Arab Peninsula.
In the closed sessions, the participants not only discussed the dangers of Takfiri ideology, but also how to face it academically and practically. This, most clerics stressed, could only be done through the unity of Muslims. The conference was also a chance to pay tribute to Sheikh Mohammed al-Bouti, who was killed by Takfiri groups in Syria through a bomb while he was giving his speech in one of the mosques in Damascus.
Hundreds of Muslim clerics from all over the Arab and Muslim world have considered this occasion a chance to let their voice be heard louder than the noise of Takfiri extremist groups, something which most Muslims believe should be a major point of concern that should be faced by projecting the true meaning of Islam, that of forgiveness and tolerance. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.